Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin.
Once upon a time, there was an old goat who had seven little kids. She loved them with her whole heart. No mother could love her children more. One day, she needed to go into the forest and fetch some food for her family. She called her little ones to her and said, "I must go to the forest. While I am gone, you must keep watch for the wolf. If you let him in, he will devour every one of you. Beware of any visitor, for the wolf often disguises himself, but you will know him by his gruff voice and dirty feet." The kids assured her,
"We will take good care. Please do not worry, Mother."
She was happy to hear this. The mother goat bleated before going on her way. But it was not long after their mother had left that someone knocked on the door and said,
"Open the door, my dear kiddies. Your mother has returned and brought many treats for you."
The little kids heard the rough voice and knew right away it was not their mother.
"You are not our mother," they cried. "She has a lovely soft voice and yours is gruff. You are the wolf."
So the wolf went to a shop and purchased a huge lump of sugar. And before returning to the goat's house, he ate the sugar up and made his voice soft and sweet with it. He went straight back to the house, knocked, and said,
"Open the door, dear kiddies. Your mother has returned and brought many treats for you."
But the wolf had laid his filthy paws against the window, and the kids saw them and said,
"We will not open the door. You are not our mother. She does not have dirty feet like you. You are the wolf."
So the wolf ran to a baker and asked,
"Please, will you put some dough on my feet? I've hurt them."
Once the baker had rubbed his feet over with dough, the wolf ran to the miller and asked,
"Will you sprinkle my feet with flour?"
The miller thought to himself, "The wolf is trying to deceive someone," and he refused to do it.
But the wolf told him,
"If you do not, I will devour you."
The miller was afraid and made his paws look very clean with white flour. The wolf returned for the third time, knocked three times and said,
"Open the door, dear kiddies. Your mother has returned and brought many treats for you from the forest."
The children demanded,
"First, show us your paws so that we may know you are our dear mother."
The wolf put his paws to the window. And when the kids saw they were clean, they believed what he said was true and opened the door. But it was none other than the wolf who entered. And they scattered all around the house, each kid trying to hide from the big bad wolf. One jumped into the bed. The second hid under the sink. The third slid under the table. The fourth into the closet. The fifth into the cupboard. The sixth into the bathtub. And the seventh into the clock case. But the wolf found all of them except the seventh, the youngest, who was hiding in the clock case. He put them all in a great big sack and carried them off. The wolf whistled as he walked down the road and into the forest.
"Dinner will be sumptuous this evening," he cried.
Not long after, the mother goat returned. And what a sight she saw. The door was wide open.
"Oh!"
she cried. When she went inside and found the table and chairs thrown, the bedclothes on the floor and the mattress against the wall, she called each of her children by their names, but none answered. When she called for the youngest, however, she heard a tiny voice say,
"Oh, Mother, I am in the clock case."
She opened the case and out popped her youngest. She held him tight for what seemed like forever. And then she said, "What happened here? Where are your brothers and sisters?"
"The wolf, he tricked us, and then he took them."
The mother goat let out a cry so loud that even the people on the far end of town could hear it.
"I must find them," she said. "But mother, you cannot leave me here alone. What if the wolf comes back and finds me?"
"I will not leave you, my dear child. We will go together." And with that, they headed into the forest. Through thick trees and over fallen branches, they searched high and low. And finally, they came upon a meadow and found the wolf sleeping by a stream. The mother goat looked everywhere, desperate to find her babies. Her eyes fell upon them almost at once. They were in the sack, which was hung from a large branch high up in the air. The sack swayed back and forth as little hooves kicked and fought to break free.
"We must cut them loose," she told her youngest. And so the mother goat began to chew through the rope.
The wolf was sleeping so soundly that every leaf vibrated with each snore. It took several minutes, but finally the rope split in two and the sack fell to the ground. The mother goat pulled it open and out popped all six of her children. They rejoiced. The family was once again whole. The kids embraced their mother.
"Let us rid ourselves and our town from this beast once and for all," she told her children. "We must put him in the sack and send him down the river."
"Yes, mother,"
they replied.
And so the mother goat and her kids put the sleeping wolf into the sack, tied it up tight, and rolled him into the river, where he floated downstream and was never heard from again. And they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Now it's time to take a deep breath and close our eyes so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.